Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Zurian Show. And as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. And speaking of good spirits, we've got a young lady on today that is definitely full of good spirits, full of joy, full of happiness, that has a great heart, loves to give, and is somebody that is extremely knowledgeable on a number of subjects. But we don't have time to go into all of the subjects in which she has a plethora of knowledge on. We're going to talk about one today, and it's one that could actually help you if you've got some things that you need to, let's say, get rid of, or some things that you'd like to use to help you move to the next level or get to the next level in the area of your finances or other different things like that. But this isn't anything that's in-depth or technical. This is something that, again, could really help you. Today we're going to talk about gold, silver, and a particular company. And, you know, I don't usually talk about companies, but a particular company called Book Your Gold Parties. And today we have the pleasure and the honor of, again, speaking with a lady that is far above my class level, but I'm working hard to get up there. We're going to talk with Jill today. Jill, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for inviting me.
No problem. Thank you for coming on. And just a little background. I actually met Jill at a networking event. And at that networking event, she had some questions. I answered some questions. And at that point, I just couldn't resist having to continue to talk with her, just a super lady.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Anyway, Jill is, again, as I said before, she's got a plethora of knowledge. I mean, this lady is like one dissertation away from her PhD. But she's done a lot of moving, has done a lot of different things, and has been in the educational environment for about 28 years. And is just a phenomenal person. And, you know, when you meet somebody with that kind of passion and want to give, you just really want to talk to them because you don't meet too many quality people like that. So ladies and gentlemen, please listen up. Jill is going to tell us about Book Your Gold and how she can help people and give us some stories and just dazzle us like she's dazzled everyone that she met. And in the end, guys, she's also going to give us a little rap. It's pretty cool.
Well, thank you. I'd like to start with the history of our company. Our owner, Randy Stern, is third-generation jeweler. I think his granddad started the jewelry business in Philadelphia in 1938, and they now have 14 jewelry stores. And this is how they buy their metals. We buy them, instead of buying them wholesale, we buy them from just normal people that have things that are broken and they don't want anymore and would like to get rid of. The company owns their own refinery, so we can pass along those savings and give them to our hosts or fundraisers. Randy moved from Philadelphia to Dallas in 2009 and started his own company, Book Your Gold Party. And it was Book Your Gold Party DFW, and he was the sole everything. He was the buyer, the planner, he handled all the marketing, and it grew so quickly that he now has a plethora of planners and buyers in Dallas and Fort Worth. He's expanded to Houston, Austin, L.A., I think they're in San Diego now, New Orleans, and we are now trying to get started in the Metro D.C. Baltimore area. So I am thrilled to be a part. I worked for Randy in Dallas, and it's a wonderful company. He's very generous. He's very kind, and this is not anything that I ever thought I would do, and I absolutely love it, and I love the company. It's been a very very big blessing in my life.
Outstanding. Could you do us just a little bit? I know I spoke about you a little bit, but could you tell us a little bit about you?
I'm from Kentucky. That's the reason I speak with this accent. I've lived in the Southeast most of my life. We did move to Illinois for 4 years, and then we moved to Dallas from there. I have two children and a granddaughter and another granddaughter on the way that I'm very excited about. My husband works for George Mason, and he's still in higher ed. I thought that that would be my life's work, and moving around a lot, I've kind of had to reinvent myself each place that we go. I started working for Book Your Goal Party DFW while we were in Dallas, and it was just one of the most fun things I'd ever done. I've met the nicest people in networking and in their homes. Everybody's happy. I mean, we leaving people money, and they've gotten rid of things they didn't even know they had because it was, you know, junk that is just acquired over the years. And it's just become a huge passion, and so we're trying to build a team here. I'm hoping that I can pass that passion on to other people.
Outstanding. I know it's not a hope, it's a do, because, again, you've got the right attitude and the right tools. So could you take us through, let's say, the process for somebody that wanted to book your goal party and, you know, give people an understanding of how it actually works?
Well, we do everything. We do the catering. We do the invitations. The host or the fundraising, the nonprofit, spends absolutely no money at all. If they do, we reimburse them. We want this to be completely enjoyable for everyone. So our home parties, there are no presentations to watch, no catalog to flip through. We bring the catered food and wine. If someone doesn't want wine, of course, we bring other things. The guests aren't asked to buy anything. This is about the only party you can go to where you actually don't buy anything, but you leave with money. Our host receives 10% commission on what we sell, or I'm sorry, what we buy at her party, and then she gets a bonus once we spend $1,500. And then if anybody books a party, then she gets bonuses because of that as well. So we take care. The only thing we asked from the hostesses is to give us the phone number so we can send texts to invite them or email addresses so we can send out evites. We just want to know, because we have a buyer coming and we have the catering, we just want to have an idea of how many people will be there so that we have plenty of cash on hand, because it's a lot more fun to get cash on hand and plenty of food, and we just want it to be fun for everybody. We have the best buyers in the world. When the people come to the parties, they sit down one-to-one with a buyer for 1 to 10 minutes or whatever. It depends on how many things they have. And the buyer goes through everything and separates by carat weight for the gold and checks to make sure it's sterling silver. We don't buy anything plated. And we buy coins, dental gold, serving trays. We buy almost anything you could think of, bullion. People bring in gold and silver bars. And they give everything to the buyer. He gives them a quote. We pay more than anybody else. And if someone has a written offer, we'll beat that by 5%. So we never pressure anyone. We don't want anybody to sell anything they're not ready to get rid of. So it's completely up to them whether they want to sell or not sell, and we never try to push them one way or the other, because we want them to feel good about it and be excited about the money instead of feeling like they got rid of an heirloom that they, you know, didn't want to get rid of. After the party's over, we give the hostess all her money. I had a party Wednesday night, and it was a $1,400 party just for the host. She sold $850 of her own jewelry, and then she made another $500. She sold $900 of her own, and then she made another $500 just for opening her home and having the party, because we did everything else.
Outstanding.
It was a blast.
Bunch of ladies getting together and getting rid of some stuff.
It's really fun when the men come, because they're so interested in how everything works, and their stuff's heavier, so I love to see men come.
I like that. That's priceless. All right, so guys, that means all of you guys that are listening, you can get with your guy buddies, and you guys could do some book your goal parties too.
Exactly. Those people from the 80s want their gold back. So, you know, cash in that stuff. Go on a cruise.
That's huge. Plus that, I know that a lot of people have, again, like you said, gold pieces where they're missing one, or it's broken, or it's damaged, and it would cost them more to fix some of that stuff than it would be for them to, you know, trade it in and actually make some money from it.
Right, and if they, we do buy diamonds and platinum and other metals like that. But if, you know, if they have stones that they want to keep, our buyer can pop out those stones if they're in a prong setting. You know, because really we bid competitively on diamonds over half a carat. But you know, pearls, all those things that people want to keep, you know. We want them to keep those things, and we'll be glad to take those out for them. But so many things, people don't even realize how much they have of one earring. Some of the earring backs are even gold. It's just unreal, the things that are worth a lot of money, and people are almost embarrassed to show them to us because they think they've got a little baggie of junk. And they've got $800 or $1,000 in that little baggie of junk, and the look on their face is one of the most rewarding things I've ever done.
Outstanding.
And it has to do with me. It's just, you know, it's the company. It's great.
Right. So you said that you're trying to basically grow your business and possibly other people that may want to work with you in the Washington, D.C. metro area. That's pretty.
Yeah, my district sales manager is in Frederick. He grew up in that area, and I think he's lived in different parts of West Virginia that surrounds Virginia. And we are training some buyers. We have one in Frederick and one in Richmond. And what I would like to do, and I'm hoping to do, is I've recruited one other planner, because right now I'm the only planner, and I would like to recruit several more and hopefully grow this area so that my district manager has the team in maybe Maryland and D.C., and then I can have a Virginia team. Or I know this is, you know, in the future, but I really want to work and grow with this company. They're so good to us and provide so many incentives, and they're so generous. And it is a for-profit company, but they have such a giving spirit that they just make you want to use the gold for good. They're just wonderful people.
Outstanding. So you said that you have buyers that are going through training. How does that process work? I understand there's a process for the trainers and for the planners.
Yes, Randy Stern, as I told you, is the third generation jeweler. He grew up, you know, in the jewelry store when he was little, and he always wondered why women never brought their things in to sell. And most of the people that we deal with are not people that would probably feel comfortable going somewhere outside their home. They'd rather it be more discreet or be in their own surroundings and kind of feel like they have more control over the atmosphere. So he made it very easy and very high-end for people to do that. So he brings, he has so much experience, years and years of experience. And so he brings all the buyers to Dallas and trains them very effectively and, he makes sure they're certified when they're finished and puts in a lot of false things to see how they handle it, and so by the time they come to a party, they know what they're doing. And I don't know how he finds them, but we have the best buyers in the whole world. I don't have an ounce of patience in my body. And all these buyers are so patient and so kind and respectful. I am kind and respectful. I'm just not patient. And they untangle all this stuff, and they're wonderful, and they all have great sense of humor, and they enjoy the parties too. It's such a fun job to get to network and then meet all these people in their homes and then leave with everybody so happy.
Outstanding. Do you guys have any, I'm assuming that you do, you have any female buyers?
We do. Randy's sister, Amanda, is a buyer, and then we have one other one that I know of, Robin, who's a buyer in Dallas and Fort Worth. Now, I'm not as familiar with his other teams in all the other cities he's opened, so he may have some female buyers there as well. I just don't know them yet. But, yeah,
okay.
They're wonderful, too. They're just all – they know what they're doing. They're very sure of themselves. What we offer is what we're going to give, because we're not going to offer them a low-ball price and then come up. We're going to offer them what we offer them. And if they want to sell, then that's wonderful. And if they don't, we certainly understand.
Outstanding. So you've been doing this for a few years now, and you had success where you were before. Now you're trying to grow your team again in the Washington, D.C. metro area, and you're also providing a service, because there's a lot of people out there with stuff that they don't know what it's worth, and they're not going to do anything with it. I mean, I've seen some people that have those little, looks like an armoire of jewelry in it, that's
uh-huh.
probably not doing them any good. So that's really huge.
Yeah, I've sold about everything I had except just some pieces that were, sentimental to me, but just not very many people seem to wear gold now, and it's at such a good price that, and the economy the way it is, it's just better to have the funds and do something else with the money. Silver's a little bit low right now, so where we make our money on silver, where our hosts make their money on silver, is silver flatware, silver trays. And that's one thing I've had some success in this area. I've bought 4 sets of silver flatware. Nobody wants it anymore because it's so much trouble. It's beautiful, but we melt everything down and recycle it to make custom pieces. And so it goes back into use, and it's not just gone. We do use it and make some beautiful pieces from it.
Outstanding. So it's also being reused. That's actually great. Could you tell everybody how they could get in touch with you if they're interested in booking a party or learning more about what you do and how you do it, or maybe even wanting to be one of those buyers or one of those planners?
That's great. I would love to do that. And I'd also like to tell them that we do give referrals. If someone refers someone to me that has a party, they get $50 for referring them. And I'm also giving $50 to anybody that refers someone to me that we end up hiring. My email address is Jill, J-I-L-L, at BYGPUSA.com. And I would encourage everybody to go on our website, which is bookyourgoldpartyusa.com or bygpusa.com, and read about our company and see the different things we do and what we buy and what we don't. But I think it will open your eyes as to what a reputable company we are. I know people don't know me from Adam, but I would not work for this company if I didn't believe so heavily in them. I mean, I just think they're just fine people, and I'm proud to be associated with them. And I can't say enough about them. I'm very passionate about them. And we're all cheerleaders for each other, even though they have incentives and contests and they take us on trips, you know, the top producers, and they give us bonuses. And, I mean, they're just so wonderful. But they also work together as a team, and everybody is genuinely happy for everybody else when they do a good job. Okay. But I'll give you my phone number, too, because I don't care. It's a Dallas phone number, so it sounds funny, but it's 469-265-5884. And I will do anything I can to help anyone, and I would love to meet and tell you what we do. And as I said, it's a blast. They pay us to network. I mean, who does that? We go to networking things. They pay for our membership fees. If we have coffee with somebody for a one-on-one, they pay for that. If we want to do a cooking class to meet people, they'll pay for that. They do everything they can to make sure that we're successful. And it doesn't cost any money to work for us. There's no startup fee. I mean, you just hit the ground running. And it's kind of a no-brainer to, you know, to do as a part-time job, and if you can, as a full-time job. I'm very blessed.
Yeah, I hear that. I mean, that's huge for all of you people that are looking for something part-time to do. Not too many places will pay for your membership for a networking group along with classes and all that other stuff. I say, good thing I didn't hear about this place a long time ago, as much as I like taking classes.
Oh, and you would be great. It would have been great for them to grab you.
Oh, well, thank you. You're very kind. I don't have your je ne sais quoi, so to speak. You know, I don't have that flow. I also don't have that accent. You know, that gets a lot of people right there.
Well, it's a blessing and a curse, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to get in touch with Jill, as she said before, her email is jill@bygpusa.com, and the website to book your goal party is www.bygusa.com. And if you'd like to get in touch with Jill directly via email or via phone number, I already gave you the phone number, I mean, excuse me, the email, but the phone number is 469-265-5884. And also, if you look on the show page, all of that information is there. But again, Jill is a phenomenal individual. I mean, despite the fact that she seems to be as smart as a whip, you know, she is
well,
just...
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. An incredible young woman with a lot of skills and a lot of passion in what she does. Could you give us a story? Give us a little story about one time where you had a party, could be anywhere, doesn't have to be in the Washington, D.C. area, and you moved someone.
I was lucky enough to have, it was a cul-de-sac of women in around Arlington, Texas, and it's really not a good idea to have a party at every house in the cul-de-sac, but they all had different groups of friends and coworkers, so they all turned out to be really good parties. But one woman came in and had a party, and she was a widow, and she had her children were just amazing. They were teenagers to early 20s. There was one that was getting ready to marry. They were very, very close family. Her husband had died unexpectedly. And they were so sweet and so appreciative. And it was just such a joy to see their faces and to help them, because they were dealing with the loss of of their husband and dad, and trying to get ready for the wedding, and they had a very successful party. And like I said, some people bring their things, and they are afraid that all they have is junk, and they'll be embarrassed. And our buyers never treat anyone, if it's not gold or silver, we don't make a big deal about it. We just say, you can take this back home. We're going to keep, but they were so excited with the things that they brought and they turned out to be gold. And some of them, 14, 18 karat gold, and we get 22 karat gold. That's amazing. So they made a lot of money, and it was just really rewarding. The neighborhood is just a very modest neighborhood, and they were just the finest, nicest people, and it just warmed my heart.
Wow, that's really touching. So you've got people that can use these for fundraisers, to help people out, because I know a lot of us, we have a hard time asking for help or assistance. So somebody could have a party, and or somebody that knows they're having a problem could have a party, and then end up being, that could be a fundraiser for that family. That's a huge plus, especially like you said, in this time when everybody seems to be struggling at one extent or another.
It's great for a fundraiser because it's a win-win. The people who bring their things in to sell to us, the organization gets the percentage of that, and the people get to keep their money for their things. If they want to give some of their money that they've made to the organization, then that's great too, but they don't have to. And then the organization gets the bonuses as we buy more and more. So it is a win-win for people who would like to help someone else, but they also need help themselves. And so I think that's one of the best things about it.
Outstanding. Again, that's really huge. Again, like I said, the fact that there's so many of us right now that are dealing with different things, it could be, like you said, the loss of a loved one, or mm-hmm. it could be a divorce where that lady doesn't want to wear that ring, or that guy doesn't want to wear that ring, or some memento that was a memento at one time, but it no longer is. And now they really want it out of their house because it brings back bad memories.
Exactly.
So that's really huge. Well, with that said, is there anything else that you'd like to share with us? Also, ladies and gentlemen, actually today at a networking event, I was with Jill, and Jill was kind enough to display her rapping skills, which definitely amazed everyone, along with the peace sign, I thought was hilarious.
Yeah, Randy's seen me do that peace sign before, and I have to say he was shocked. I'd like to preface this that picture me with my gold tiara on and a hoodie.
Okay.
And somebody beatboxing in the background, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm your golden girl, Jill. That's my name. I buy your old bling. Hey, that's my game. Grandma leave a set of silver, maybe two. If it's not polished, does it look like poo? We can take it off your hands. We pay the most. You can tell your friends. Go ahead and boast. That diamond your ex gave you, you can barely see. Or a solid gold watch you said he found at sea. There may be a bracelet you suspect is fake. We'll let you know. You don't have to hate. Appetizers, wine, we bring it all. Just sit back and enjoy your windfall. Bottom line is you don't have to lose. Hop on board and take that cruise. Book your gold party, USA. Remember us today. What's the takeaway from this bad rap, you say? Well, I may talk funny, but I love handing out money.
Outstanding. Well,
thank
Jill,
you.
Thank you for coming on the Zurian Show and for sharing your rap with all of us. I'm surprised we haven't got 50,000 people on there talking about it. Hey, let me hear that. But that's why we also have archives. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you appreciate the show. Jill, I truly appreciate you coming on and sharing your phenomenal company and the opportunity and everything else that you shared with us, because, again, it's also an education. I mean, most of us don't what we're wearing or what we've got, and, you know, you can actually give us an understanding of what that is and educate a world of people who wear this stuff but have no idea what it's truly worth. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. Any last words, Jill?
Now, I just want to thank you so much. This was a complete honor, and I can never repay you for that. Thank you.
Not a problem. You just blessed approximately 38,000 people that are kind enough to continue to listen to us. So,
that's wonderful.
Let's make a move. Let's do what we need to do. All right? Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. If you like the show, in the upper left-hand corner, you can hit follow, and you can get updates on when we have new shows. All of the shows are available in archive. Please share the shows with anybody who you think would like them or appreciate them or that can use the information to enhance their lives. So with that, I want to say farewell to Jill and to all of you. I wish you much success. This is Zurian saying farewell. See you later, Jill.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.